More than 200 Unite Here Local 5 union members are on strike at the Haleinani Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Makiki. This is the third and final day of their protest against what they say are management's anti-union tactics. Certified nursing assistant Rhoda Magawai says she was terminated because of union activities.
I'm the one who is fighting a lot for their intimidations, harassment, threatening, surveilling that they do against the workers.
The mother of two has filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board, but is still having a tough time.
My youngest daughter got worried when I got terminated and asked me, where are we going to get money now, Mom? And that saddened me a lot. And I said, we're going to take this challenge in our life. We're going to go through this.
The contract for the certified nursing and restoration assistants, dietary and maintenance staff expired December 31st. Jerwin Bragados says that's when management changed policies.
I've been working there 18 years, and you know, every payday I wore different kind of shirt, big logos on it. And that day, they don't want us to use our local 5 shirt, and they send us home.
Local 5 lead organizer Daniel Kerwin says wages and benefits have nothing to do with their protest.
This 3-day strike has nothing to do with the contract at all. This strike is for respect, for dignity. The workers want to basically send a message to the company that the intimidation tactics are not going to work.
Regional Vice President for Avalon Healthcare in Hawaii, Steve Gold, is also the administrator of Haleinani. He says Local 5 must provide proof for its claims of unfair labor practices and charges of wrongful termination.
I want to be very cautious about revealing any personal information to the public, but what I will tell you is it concerns the safety of the patients and the care that we provide in this facility, for which we will not compromise.
Gold says from his perspective, there's no proof to validate any of the Local 5 charges currently before the National Labor Relations Board. He also says contract negotiations will continue after the strike, but there are some wage and benefit demands that cannot be met.
We have made a last best offer to Local 5 as of last Sunday and tried to meet halfway relative to requests, if it were possible. But there are also some things that economically we cannot afford, and I cannot in good conscience provide from the facility when we don't have the funds to do so.
The 210 Local 5 members returned to work Friday. Haleinani is a skilled nursing and acute care facility with 288 beds. It's earned a 4-star overall rating by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.